Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater, who covers City Hall and does many other things for the Baltimore Sun. Luke, we are entering into an unusual election year. We're in it, actually. The filing deadline, you tell me, is February 3rd, and then the primary is in
April 26th.
April 26th. And so there's an open seat for mayor in Baltimore,
indeed,
if you didn't know this, and the potential of a lot of flux and turnover in the council. Just kind of bring us up to date a little bit on both of these, if you would. It's a big mouthful of stuff, I know.
Sure. Yeah. The council, it's a 15-member city council, and five of the council members are not returning to office, they've already said. So right there, you have one-third of the city council is going to turn over. And then every other race is contested. By my count, I would give a rough estimate that about half of those are pretty competitive. So we have very much have the possibility of seeing about half the council turn over in this next election.
What accounts for this, do you think? I mean, we haven't seen this kind of flux in a while.
Yeah, I think we have an older council that's been in office for a long time. We have a lot of people who have had their seats for 10 or 20 or even more years. And so people are getting to the retirement age. And also, we have an ambitious council, too. I mean, two of the people that are not coming back to the council aren't coming back because they're running for mayor. And, of course, the mayor's office is open with Stephanie Rawlings-Blake not running again. And we have 13 Democrats filed for her seat. And then a Republican, a Green Party member, a bunch of unaffiliateds. So I think there's about 18 or 19 people running for mayor at this point.
So let's say that there's an actual significant turnover in the council. What difference will it make?
Well, the council, as everyone knows in Baltimore, is much weaker than the mayor. The mayor has a lot of power. But the council does have override abilities and has passed some significant legislation in recent memory. Nick Mosby's bill, Ban the Box, which sought to help ex-offenders get jobs. Jack Young, the council president's bill for hiring of local residents who get city contracts. The smoking ban. We can think of a lot of things that this council has done that really pushed the envelope and created big waves legislatively in Maryland.
Do you see a prospect for something like a council person being very active on behalf of constituents such as those in Sandtown, Winchester, where Freddie Gray lived, grew up? I mean, this district was represented by...
Right. So Nick Mosby, who's running for mayor, represents part of Sandtown. So he's giving up his seat, and we have a contested election there to replace him in the 7th district. You have four people running
for
that seat.
Don't we need somebody in districts like this who gets up on his hind legs and says, what's going on in my district needs a Marshall Plan, needs a big effort? Do we ever hear that?
I haven't heard that for a specific district, and certainly not in West Baltimore, but... One could argue that with this contested race that these four candidates should indeed be pressing for that type of action.
Or that perhaps one of the candidates for mayor would start talking this way. You know, it's such a big slate and two offices that and we're out of time, but I'm so happy that you came to talk to us and we'll keep doing this.
Sure. I'm happy to come back anytime.
Thanks again, Luke. For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.